Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Okay.
I think they are.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, welcome to another edition of the show. We're going to just jump right into it. Check it out. It's Monstrous Monday, Monstrous Radio Live, coming to you from the United States, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah, we on top of the map. Up first, this is CJ. It's called I've Been. It's going to be released at the end of this month. Make sure you check it out on all social media. Shout out to Elite Sway Management and True Beyond Entertainment. Let's get into it, y'all. CJ, it's called I've Been. Turn it.
Deep in the moonlight, I've been really trying to get my mind right. I've been really trying to find life. Devil in the back of my mind, like I've been going up, I've been blowing up, I've been doing me, we've been doing us. I've been deep in the limelight, I've been really trying to get my mind right. I've been really trying to find life. Devil in the back of my mind, like I've been going up, I've been blowing up, I've been doing me, we been doing us. I've been deep in the limelight.
Deep in the limelight.
I've been trying to get my mind right.
Whoa.
Really trying to find light. Devil in the back of the mind. I've been trying to go, I've been on the road. Don't be in the way. Don't be trying to put a stop to the sun. I've been trying to go, I've been on the road. Don't be in the way. Don't be trying to put a stop to the sun. Bring it back, I'm snapping in.
Whoa.
Black on black, I'm back again.
Whoa.
Run it up, I'm cashing in.
Whoa.
CD on the map again. Feel like a right time. Still know I gotta shine with the nighttime. Still keep it in mind for the right time. How I came from a young man to an icon. I've been deep in the limelight. I've been really trying to get my mind right. I've been really trying to find life. Devil in the back of my mind, like I've been going up. I've been blowing up. I've been doing me. We've been doing us. I've been deep in the limelight. I've been really trying to get my mind right. I've been really trying to find life. In the back of my mind, like I've been going up, I've been blowing up, I've been doing me, we've been doing us, I've been.
CJ, that's pretty much just a little snippet. Yeah, you gotta check the video out on YouTube.
I've been
coming artists at their finest. You dig? I've been. By CJ. Check it out. We're going to keep it moving. The new Black Eyed Peas. It's called Dopeness featuring CL. Uh-huh. Monstrous Monday. Monday night. Right here. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Keeping the groove.
Grooving.
Get in.
From that inner space, out of space, invading your space.
I'm super duper super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope.
I'm doper than the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass sailor on coke bar. Control the whole game, remote bar. Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Quasar, stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Wanna know about me? Go to Ricky Wicky. I'm a time bomb by the ticky ticky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky.
Ooh, yeah.
So ill, I'm sippy sippy. Yeah, got the liquor you can sippy sippy. Be They love you long time, no quickie quickie. Not a girl on my dang dang diggy diggy.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope. I'm super baby, I'm super dope.
I knock them out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got them sweating like a Batman. I'm all up in your head like a cat scan. Delete them and throw them in the trash can. Attack them with the boom bap, original rap, man.
I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means it's tap, don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Spray lead, now they running like roaches. Dead press, now here come the vultures. Make bread, cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope.
Body blow. Body block, hit the floor, fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee, TKO, comatose, adios, slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make him run, shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang, automatic, now your body looking polka dotted, blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whip pass, get the cash, get the ching ching, get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling, get the money, get the cash, get the dough, 10, 100, 20s, baby, get the. Dollar sign, on the brain, on the mental, got money on my mind. Make a stop, hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super. I'm doper than a dog game, making more money than a dog man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne, got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star, in a G6, eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let it go, no sippy-sippy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit sick. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super dope.
Yeah, I got something super dope for y'all in the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. I'm talking about really when you look out for your homies, I mean really look out for the people that look out for you. I got something coming up for y'all. But for now, this is Wale. It's called Still Up. We're running with that real hip-hop vibe tonight.
Let's get it. Fuck with me.
Yeah.
Squad, squad, squad. Girl, who you love? You wonder where I'm from. So much, yeah. Squad, 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 yeah. The crew still up, the job will get done. I don't do too much, all of my niggas they do it too much, all of my bras they do it too much. Jewelry ain't nothing, record it too much, keep it 100. They do it too much, do it too much, do it too much, do it too much, do it too much. Jewelry ain't much, gold is too much. Keep it 100, dough is too much.
You know it takes me to love ya, to hate ya. But you know that hating shit out of my nature. So I might leave you alone. Don't try to act like I never known ya.
Know ya, yeah, yeah. I said first off. Fuck 12, yeah. I said first off, fuck 12, fuck 12,
crazy, mama. I put in work just to have these niggas hate me, mama. I show them niggas the light, for them niggas for life. I'm just worried about my family and my baby mama.
Yeah. Make a daughter, Mercedes got her. Yeah. My baby pop out, a German got her. Yeah. Don't worry about what you heard about it. It's funny, I'm in the Hall of Fame, but I slang game from Jersey down.
I'm not perfect, never said I was. Nowadays I got girls trying to set me up, and the fiends still hear me on my cellular. All you niggas do too much, y'all niggas regular.
Tell them motherfucking niggas that it's my year. Tell them motherfucking bitches that it's y'all, yeah. Tell them motherfucking world that it's our yeah. While I'm moonlighting, oh yeah. Your favorite rapper and your paw bear, yeah. Never wish death on them. I told them, give me a second and let my success on them, yeah. Squad, 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 girl. Who you love? They wonder where I'm from. I done done so much, yeah. Squad, 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 yeah. The crew stand up. The job will get done. I don't do too much. All of my niggas ain't doing too much. All of my bras ain't doing too much. Jewelry ain't nothing. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. 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 Jewelry ain't much. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much.
You know it takes me to love ya, to hate ya. But you know that.
I said, first off, fuck 12, fuck 12, yeah. I said, first off, fuck 12, fuck 12, yeah. Look.
Oh, shit, I'm still here. I just couldn't find a damn drop I wanted to drop on y'all. So now I'm really going to be behind. So, all right, y'all, like I said, there's something dope in the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. Talking about when your friends really look out for you. You know what I mean? When you help out somebody, you know, like sometimes you'll borrow somebody some money. Not only do they be late paying you back, they act like they really, really, really don't appreciate it. It is what it is, but I got something good for y'all. Remember, all the news ain't always bad, but I got something good for y'all coming up in the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. Matter of fact, the guy I'm about to play next, you got to show this guy right here mad respect. He's been in the game for a very, 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 very long time, and he's still relevant today. Matter of fact, he's got an event coming up. He's going to be a DJ here. He's got an event where he's coming to town. This right here is some new Snoop Dogg. And guess what? The show's already sold out at the casino and in the city. Get it? So check him out. This is called Promise You This, Snoop Dogg. Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. Nigga had to walk about 4 days. These niggas acting like hoes nowadays. When I was young, I used to hustle for my own shit. A 20 nigga, slanging with them insane Crips. I made my way out. They call me Snoop Eastwood. Didn't forget where I came from. Went back to the hood. Side niggas gave jobs and I made bail. It kept a lot of motherfuckers from going back to jail. Retail, wholesale, OG's motel. Oh yeah, they will. Oh yeah, they will. But I pay it no mind. I get back on my grind. I had a football dream to have a football league, and I did that. One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. Nigga said something out of place, dawg. I'ma let it go, I can't catch a case, dawg. These motherfuckers praying on my downfall. I run the paint when it comes to this round ball. See, I'm a legendary nigga doing legendary shit. Smoking on a blunt with your temporary bitch. One thing for certain, two things for sure. I'm a Long Beach nigga everywhere that I go. Now, if I do, if I don't, if I will, if I won't. See, time is money and it's the first of the month. Quit acting funny, my nigga, and go get your money, my nigga. He do, 3-2. One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this.
Say, man.
I'ma promise you this. Look, I don't even promise my wife or my kids.
Oh, damn.
So what I look like promising you something, nigga? I'ma promise you this. Look here. You need to get up, get out, and get something. One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this.
Yeah, Monstrous Monday. All right, what else they got coming up in the Who's Bumping? Who's Getting Fat? Have y'all seen on social media? Y'all seen the Easter Bunny with hands? We're going to talk about what that was all about. You did coming up here in just a little bit. But next, I got some new Tory Lanez. It's called Freaky. Yep, it's called Freaky. It's not Wet Wet Wednesday. I know it's still Monday, but this is called Freaky. Tory Lanez. Some new music for y'all. DJ E Monster, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Monsters Radio, live. Let's get it. 424-243-9649. Press 1 to listen in private.
Chocolate. Throw the game when I walk into my block list. Got my ex trying to put me on a block list. It's always somebody ex trying to pop shit. It was flat then. She got ass shots. Now they chip for her. She got mascots. Now she hit the club, baby. Throw that ass out. Throw that ass on me, baby. I'm a pass out. You can talk to me. I'm a talk, babe. I got sauce, babe. Ain't no salt, babe. I just walked in. Check the walk, man. Jeans ball, man. Bitch, I'm ballin'. My fella shawty, I ain't got an answer. She a Scorpio and fuck me like a cancer. Fuckin' niggas toes, I ain't got an answer. Pussy good and I had to dab a man's up. Shawty said she rock bottles, I don't rock it for what? Couple million on the gram, but you poppin' for what? Try to play me like a bird, bitch, you down to the dust. All in my section, they fuckin', but drinkin' bottles for what? I'm a rich ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. I'm a quick fast kid, a nigga, quick fast nigga. Got a stick, hit your bitch ass nigga. Better talk to me nice when you hit that nigga. Yeah. Her little mama like to keep it nasty. Strip club, throw a lot of racket. Shorty getting freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty getting freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty getting freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty getting freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty getting freaky and nasty. On the reason why the mama got that ass so thick. She done heard a lot of stories about cash I get. She done heard a lot of stories about this dick I slam. She wanna suck a nigga dang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. Should I pop through the block with my ice to walk? Should I pop through your block with the ice to drop? I might let your friend hit it, gotta share LeBron. I done hit every bitch in your hair salon. I'm a freak in the sheet, I'm a dollar, bitch. I hit the windows until the walls, little bitch. I know you got a man, you need a pause, little bitch. I'ma hit that shit until he calls, little bitch. Monkey job tell me, niggas all jelly. She don't call me, then my off celly. You won't fuck me tonight, I said it already. I need ID, ain't no R. Kelly. I'm a rich ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. I'm a quick fast hit a nigga, quick fast nigga. Got a stick, hit a bitch ass nigga. Better talk to me nice when you hit that nigga. Working with some ass, yeah. Her little mama like to keep it nasty. Strip club, throw a lot of racket. Shorty get freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty get freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty get freaky and nasty. Hey, 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 hey. Shorty get freaky and nasty. Hey, hey, hey. Shorty get freaky and nasty.
Okay, okay. So, all right, check it out. I got an independent artist coming up here right after this commercial I got going on. And it looks like Miss Unbelievable might be in the house. We're going to find out coming up just a little bit. Check this out.
Yo, to all my listeners tuned in right now, if you're an entertainer or own your own business, contact us at ColossalMusicGroup.com for all of your artists or business needs. Whether you need a custom website, custom graphics, custom music production, CD duplication, or more, we do it all at Colossal Music Group. Hey, call us now. We offer wholesale prices at industry quality. 818-533-8484. Again, that's 818-533-8484. Or visit us online at colossalmusicgroup.com.
Okay, so up next, I got Clint. This is called Money Phone. Monstrous Monday. We open up the line.
Summer 17.
Maybe right after this.
East Side, nigga. Clint. First name, no last name.
Rolling up switches in back of the Bentley. Swerving, I resting in Bentley. I came from a rock and I came up from pennies. Working that shit is like stuffing some pennies. I done it and did it up better than most. In the trap, yeah, they called me the goat. My sis called me captain, I was all on the boat. 100 bills aboard and all of it coat. My dick don't even touch regular hoes. We popping them bottles, we peddling dope. We pushing them phones, we peddling dope. We kick down the door and accepting your nose. All your hate made a better me. Act the fist, promethazine. Jail cells here, grown men scream. I seen jealousy in my own team. No love for them niggas, fuck them, no. I just sat down with the mother load. We flip the work, that's reciprocal. We hungry, we'll probably go kick it though. My money up, but I'm sitting low. I give them the word and it's a go. Your girl choosing on the nigga though. After I'm done with her, come get your hoe.
Hello?
Money phone, ringing. Trap booming, shit clicking.
Hello?
Money phone, ringing. Icy neck, blingin'. Can't talk, money phone ringing.
Hello?
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 Money phone ringing.
Ringing.
Trap booming, shit clicking.
Hello?
Money phone ringing.
Ringing.
Icy neck, blingin'.
Hello?
Can't talk, money phone ringing.
Hello?
Can't talk, money phone ringing.
Hello?
Can't talk, money phone ringing.
Hello?
Can't talk, money phone ringing. Money phone ringing a lot. Dope got me blingin' a lot. Tell your girl swing by the spot, and I'ma go ape in a box. Got a hatred for cops, ain't no film. My block ain't no running from ops. Got a chopper for ops. Don't come with that fuck shit. Got 100 rounds, sound like a drum kit. Need a camera to film how we does shit. Just had a threesome with cousins. Sold them both, I ain't judging. Bitch, I come straight from the jungle. Run with that sock, I don't fumble. Look at my wrist and my neck, and tell me how the fuck am I humble. I wouldn't be this lit if I was you. Fucking all the hoes that dubbed you. Even baby mamas get cut too. Who checking the score? We up to. On the jet, ain't no telling what we up to.
Hello?
Money phone, ringing.
Ringing.
Trap booming, shit clicking.
Hello?
Money phone, ringing.
Ringing.
Icy neck, blingin'. Can't talk, money phone ringing.
Hello?
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 Money phone, ringing.
Ringing.
Trap booming, shit clicking.
Hello?
Money phone, ringing.
Ringing.
Icy neck, blingin'.
Hello?
Can't talk, money phone ringing.
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 Yeah. Monstrous Monday, that's Clint. I don't know what side of the city he's from. So I think he said South Side. Ain't that where he's from, South Side? So, all right, let's get into it right after that.
Hey, hey, Monstrous Radio. It's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Alright, it's Monstrous Monday. So let me go over here and check in with this line. I think this might be Miss Unbelievable. Hold on. Look, now my little system wanna jam up. Come on now. The FBI still on her back for some shit she said on the radio. Just saying, man. You can't blame us. You can't blame us. Let me see. Can I get it? We're going to get it going in here in just a second. So, all right, while I wait for this thing to load up right, I'm going to get into some of this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat tonight? So, all right, like I said, you know, you got friends that look out for you, but what do you really do to help or to look out for them? What do you do in return to show them thanks, to say thank you? You know what I mean? Some people, you know, they give out candy. They give out, you know, concert tickets. You're really lucky if you get tickets to the game. But check it out. Russell Wilson got a big, huge contract. There we go. I think we got Miss Unbelievable's line open. We'll check with it in just a second. But Russell Wilson from the Seahawks just got a huge contract. Now, usually I've seen in the Super Bowl people giving away, like, a car, ring watches, fancy Rolex watch, things like that. But Russell Wilson gave his offensive line, he gave them all stock in Amazon. $12,000 worth of stock. Now, who knows what that could turn into, you know what I mean? But I think that's a hell of a gift to give to somebody to say thank you. You know, he said he has some touching words. I'll try to read them here in just a moment. But let's see if this is Miss Unbelievable and she heard anything about this story. You know, she's usually our anchor person on this gossip stuff. How you doing? Is that you? Is that you, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
It is me. Hello. Hey, hey, y'all. Hi.
So what's up? What's up? Have you heard the stuff that's going on with Russell Wilson?
Yes. You know, Russell Wilson is, you know, he's really big into giving gifts and, you know, making sure everybody knows he's appreciative of what he did. So, and I mean, this offensive line, you know, protects, you know, makes him look good. So, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also pressing for his wife to get Future off of child support as well.
Oh, wow. He's like, shit, we don't need his money. We got our own money. Here it is. That's that grown
said.
Man shit right there. That's that grown man shit right there. We're going to see how that going to go down. We're going to see if Future going to call him a sissy man or that he needs to check his house when he get the papers on that one. I'm just saying. Hello. So I guess what I got up next, I don't know if y'all seen this thing. As y'all all know, yesterday was Easter. I seen something viral. You know, you always see some funny shit around the holidays. But this one really caught my attention because I was just like, wow. When I seen it, if you guys seen it as well, it's the Easter Bunny throwing hands on some dude in the streets outside. I'm just going to keep it 100. Dude, whoever you was, we taking your credits away. Because the bunny busted your ass. I'm just saying. And it wasn't no 1 minute bunny. You did. I'm just saying, I talk about what it might have caused it. Did you happen to see the bunny incident by any chance?
Yeah. And it looks like there was a woman fighting the guy, and the bunny came in and finished the job. So, but in a bunny costume. And, I mean, got beat down. So it was really hilarious. So it looks like he was coming to the rescue of someone else. But, I mean, it just, man.
It was crazy.
Your tail was beat by a bunny.
Well, did you see
in
the
a bunny
whole
suit.
Part where the bunny was shadow boxing at the end? You know what I mean? Like a boxer? Like, you don't want none. You know, I was like, wow, for real?
He act like he was
Rocky.
That's
how you feel? right. If he dies, he dies. He eats carrots. But okay, they say I read the article on TMZ. What it says, what happened was the guy in the bunny suit was working across the street. Right? I can't remember if he's working for a club or whatever, but he was working across the street and he just so happened to notice that the guy had spit on the lady. So he was coming to the lady's rescue. He said, and everything happened so fast that he really didn't have a chance to look across the street to see if cars was coming. He didn't have time to take off his bunny suit. So he just went into straight, you know, rabbit hero, you know what I mean? And just went to, you know, pumping away on this dude. And I probably shouldn't have said it that way, but you understand where I'm coming from. But yes. So, yeah, Easter Bunny came to the rescue. Put his little bunny hands on dude. Snuffed dude pretty good. I guess they said, I don't know if they said anybody got arrested or anything like that. Did you hear anything else on the situation? But yeah, that's all I got. I was just like, dang.
No one got arrested. But they show, you know, who was up underneath the bunny seat. It was a black guy giving hands. So he's being deemed as a man of honor to help a damsel in distress. So he basically was breaking up the fight.
Right, right. And I'm glad that, you know, these type of things do go viral. You know, because for number one, they show that men aren't just going to sit around and watch you beat up on a woman. You know what I mean? Whether it's our business or not, you're not just going to be jumping on the woman in front of us. I'm glad it showed that it was, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm glad they showed it was a black dude. You know what I mean? With all the drama, a young black dude at that, you know, with all the drama we got going on with us in the news. So I was glad to see that. But if you guys remember a while back, I did something similar. Man, I got attacked for doing mine. I mean, everybody was like, yeah, you a good Samaritan and all, but who knows what could have happened? Because, hey, it was a totally different scenario. As I look back on it, I think the dude was high as a motherfucker. I don't know what he was high on. It was nothing simple. But, yeah, but that situation can turn bad. You might jump in and try to save somebody, and you could lose your life. You dig? Mm-hmm. And then that she might walk off with him, like, let's go, baby. Because that's basically, I mean, that ain't what happened to me, but that's kind of what happened. I tried to help somebody. Situation turned ugly. But at the end of the day, she walked away with him. So I might as well have just stayed in my truck and kept on moving and minded my business. You dig? But
sometimes, you know, when you see things like that, you want to make sure, you know, that things is okay. You know what I mean? And you kind of got to trust that instinct that you have inside of you that says they need help, they don't need help. I mean, you just really got to listen and just be like, do what you can and then, you know, roll out. You know, assess the situation.
Right.
You know,
before you just go
jump in. But to not jump in and then be, like, rolling by and you be like, dang, oh, I was just about to help them. And you see the police and everything go by and ambulance. You was like, I was just about to help them. Now you feel a certain way because you had the first opportunity to do it. So you kind of, like, just got to be careful nowadays because folks is crazy.
Right, right. Because, yeah, she definitely needed help. But like you said, I think you kind of got to, assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I think that's the main thing. You have to assess the situation, pull up, see what's going on, see what the real issue is, and then probably handle it accordingly. You might not have to step in. You might just have to call somebody and keep it moving.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and that's for both of their safety. Because somebody else might pull up and it could turn into something crazy. You know, especially nowadays, you know, pull up somebody, 8 people eager, especially. I'm going to keep it 100. And y'all let us know how you feel about it. I think sometimes the people with the conceal and carry are eager to pop a motherfucker. They more dangerous than the motherfuckers without the goddamn conceal and carry. I'm just saying. Something we can talk about. 424-243-9649. If not, at least bring it up at the water cooler. Y'all talk about it. But yeah, it just seems that that's what it is. Like, when you see somebody get pushed, talking about, oh, yeah, I had a concealing carry. He just pushed you. He didn't really threaten your life, and you killed him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
From what they – yeah. Y'all want to talk about it, we can talk about it. But all right, let me see. What else I got over here for y'all in this who's bumping, who's getting fat? Now, this one right here, I'm kind of 50% on. It's unbelievable. I think sometimes you can do a good deed, and you can fuck somebody up at the same time. But I'm just going to get through it in a second, and then we're going to talk about it, okay? We'll get through it first.
Okay.
Well, apparently, Coachella, as y'all know, it's a big event that went on. Kid Cudi, he dropped $10,000 on Postmates to provide Popeyes for the homeless. You get it? Okay, he makes Popeyes. They got a big ass. It looks really nice. It looks really good. What it says is Kid Cudi wrapped up a very busy weekend at Coachella, but he still found time to feed the needy with a huge assist from Postmates. It shows you he got $10,000 with the Popeye's chicken. It's unbelievable. He got biscuits, mashed potatoes, fries, all kinds of shit. He gave it to the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. Okay, that's cool and all, but I mean, what you trying to? I mean, they ain't gonna be able to help nobody in 6 weeks. Gonna clog up their arteries and shit. You couldn't get them something healthy. I mean, they is healthy people. you couldn't get them some baked chicken. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to be doing good. $10,000 worth of Popeye's chicken? I mean, Popeye's? I mean, should I leave it alone? I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm just saying. all the calories and shit. You killing me, talking about you helping me. It is what it is. My bad. I'm petty. I shouldn't be talking. I should just be trying to get a plate, my little narrow ass.
I mean, food is food when you're giving it to the homeless. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's the thought that counts. I'm going to keep it real. Healthy food is expensive as hell. So it would have been, but be honest, who's going to eat some baked chicken over some fried chicken? Not too many. I mean, you don't see too many homeless people talk about I'm vegan, okay? No. You just don't. Or I'm vegetarian.
Thank
I don't
God.
Eat meat, you know.
Thank
goodness. But
I'm just saying. Can you imagine that? A whole community of vegan homeless people. Do you know the havoc? That'd be worse than motherfucking ravens and rabbits shit invading your garden. You wake up in the morning, you got a whole homeless camp in your garden eating the fuck out your vegetables. That's a whole nother, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
a whole different beast.
My bad.
That's a whole different beast. So could you imagine, you know, going to a homeless person and be like, yo, here's a hamburger. They'd be like, no, thank you, I'm vegan. What? And then they ask you for double on the street, like, yo, can I get $10 instead of $5? Because my food is expensive. Like, and you know, salads go bad real quick. So what you eating? I mean, does that have byproducts of animals in there? Because you know I can't eat it. So.
Right.
Yeah. You got some picky ones. You know, some picky. Picky homeless folks. You know.
I probably shouldn't say this because, hey, we're not saying don't help the homeless because this might deter some. I'm just saying don't. I mean, help people who need help. But I think the funniest story ever, I've seen, if anybody knows over near the Minnehaha area, Hiawatha, you know where they used to have the homeless camps, right? Before the homeless camps over there, you would see homeless people over there, you know, with their signs, you know, let me get a couple dollars, spare change, whatever, whatnot. Well, somebody had pulled up one day and gave them an orange, right? Dude was polite. He said, thank you, and took it. But as soon as the light turned green, the motherfucking car got to going, he chucked that motherfucking orange right at that car. I was like, oh, damn. Well, I ain't giving you nothing. I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
But, yeah, wow. That's the funny shit. I was like, oh, why can't I have my camera on now? Now, that would have took me viral. I'm just saying.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
That would have took me probably.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let me see. I don't think I got anything else in the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Do you have anything, Bonnie Chan?
Okay, so of course I do. You know, I just got, it's about Kodak Black. Now, it says Kodak Black border bust could trigger bond revocation in sexual misconduct case. You know, Kodak Black bust at the Canadian-U.S. border was huge in South Carolina. So sources say that they're reviewing his bond conditions in his sexual misconduct case, which was in 2017 when he was accused of assaulting that teenager at the hotel in South Carolina. And he's been out on a 100K bond ever since, but now they're looking at anything to get Kodak back into jail. So, and to revocate his bond back, you know, because, you know, Kodak been doing a lot. He's been doing a lot.
Right. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, once you start popping up doing a lot of big shit, they're always going to look at you. Now, I'm not going to say this is what it is, but, you know, hey, this is gossip hour right now. You know, sometimes we make up some shit. I'm just saying. It's like I'm making some shit up right now. I'm just telling y'all. For y'all's entertainment, I'm making up some shit. Now, everybody else said, it, you know, try to use conspiracies the bad way. Let's use a conspiracy a good way. You dig? Now, we know the whole scenario behind Kodak Black right now, why Kodak Black is in the heat. Why he probably got beat up at that concert where he jumped out into the crowd, it is over his whole comments over Nipsey. Let's keep it 100. That's made him more famous than his actual music. The comments he made, Laura London, and the things he said about Nipsey and all the reaction that people gave behind it. Now, if you know anything about Nip, Nip did have connections with the other side. He did, because he was trying to make a union with both sides, whether it be the police, the gangs and everything, to stop the killing. He was trying to figure something out to make the shit go. Because you remember, he was supposed to go to like a gang conference, all those type of things. Now, this could be the other side looking out for somebody who was trying to do something good. We making shit up now. We making shit up as we go along right now. This ain't real shit. We making this up. But I'm just saying. Now, he done did that talk, and he done put himself in the spotlight. Now, they on his ass.
But you know, if he's clowning, though, I mean, if you know that you're supposed to keep a low profile as much as possible, why would you mess with the two most pettiest niggas, excuse me, brothers, kings in the game right now, who would put your stuff on blast? Like, why would you keep messing with T.I.? Why would you keep messing with 50?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you keep, you know, just as well, their attorneys, all they got to do is tell their attorneys, yo, go find something. You know, that ain't snitching.
Right, right,
that's
right.
Giving information to another attorney to attorney. So to be smart about it, which he's really not being right now, is to shut your mouth. We get it. But your life in jeopardy now, bro. Like,
right.
You putting yourself out there as a target from every time you keep saying something. So Kodak, he young, just like he put on that, he dyed his hair like he dyed his hair yellow because he found out that was T.I.'s daughter's favorite color. Listen, you're going too far. You messing with kids now. You're going too far. So instead of he can't throw hands, he can definitely go throw some dirt. So understand the game with T.I. and 50. They ain't playing. So if you think that Kodak is, oof.
Right. Hold on. We got to call her right quick. We're going to check up them right there. I don't know if they've been listening to our thing, but they pressed 1 to go live. So let's see what they got. 320-493, who we got on the line? Hello.
Dirty Earth.
Oh, my goodness. No. Hold up. Back up, y'all. Hold up. Back up, y'all. Hold up. Is this Jungle? Look out. Oh, what's good, Kimmy?
Hey, babies. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. Happy belated holiday for those that don't celebrate Easter, if you will. But I have not been listening to the show. I looked at my phone, and I have been saying that I was going to call because I need the Monsters crew. I need y'all worse than anything right now. I don't need y'all monetarily, as in money-wise. You know, and I hate to be funny and, you know, dumb it down, but monetary means money. I don't need no money, none of that. I need y'all to pray. And when I say pray, I mean pray for my mom.
Oh, my Duke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mom Duke ain't doing all that hot.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
I was there 2 weeks ago. And you know that if anything makes me walk away from my money, it's going to be my mama, my son, or my sister. It's my mom. Monster,
right. You
know me. And, I need y'all. I need the Monsters crew real bad.
Okay, yeah, I got you. Prayer words. I got you.
Yes. Thank
What's your mother's name?
My mother's her real name is Carlotta, last name is Akins.
Okay.
Her name, oh God. Okay, so even though I'm emotional right now, but when I was there, my mom told her doctors when they asked her, what's your name? She said, Kitty from Kansas City with the talented titties. I swear to you. Let that sink in. So, yeah. So, AKA, all right, you ain't smoking that shit. I heard you talking. You ain't smoking that shit. So, I also call AKA my mom the chief. AKA, the chief. That is because my mother gets it in. She gets on down through there.
I like the other one that she said to the doctor. What's the one to the doctor? I gotta be suspicious.
Okay, so my mom's nickname is Kitty. And they asked her, yes, Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y. What's your name? Kitty from Kansas City with the talented titties. Now, I will tell y'all why my mother has that name. I need y'all to close y'all's eyes. It takes me. I know my bad. Okay, close your eyes. Keep your hands in the ride while the ride is in motion. We about to take off. So,
I've got
my mother. Okay, you ready? Okay.
Yep.
So, my mom can make her boobs go one up, the other one goes up. She can make them motherfuckers go up together at the same motherfucking time. She can make them bitches turn around in fucking circles on her motherfucking chest. Her boobs. Now, my mama's name, once again. Monster, get it together. It's Kitty from Kansas City with the talented titties. When she told them doctors that shit in the hospital, they fell out. In St. Paul, y'all. In St. Paul. They said, what was that name again? And she looked over at her peanut gallery. She looked over at her peanut gallery. And we chimed in like a set of bookends. Kitty from Kansas City with the talented titties. Now. Y'all are shit. My mother has also had a birthday. Her birthday was last Wednesday. So,
no, Aries.
Yes, this lady is off the fucking chain. Okay, so another one. While I was there and I seen this shit from my own four eyes, because I do wear glasses or contacts. Take your pick. Anyhow. So my mom, you know, by my mom being sick or whatnot, she ain't really been chiefing. So y'all know about the pins, you know, whatever. We had one of them pins up in the hospital room. And if y'all don't know how it goes, you don't choke when you inhale. You choke when you exhale. My mom ain't smoked, and I don't know how long she ain't inhaled on a pin ever. My mother took two good hits off this fucking pin. She held it. And when she blew it out, my mama was Kitty the Dragon. She blew it out. It came out. Monster, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Monster. She blew that motherfucking shit out. And we sitting there looking, waiting for her to get to choking now. Mama ain't choked. Mama ain't coughed. She ain't blinked twice. She got this little spot in the middle of her forehead to turn red. That didn't happen to nothing. I was like, well, I be damn. Let me find out. So, hey, the chief is in effect. I'm about to chief for him. You show fucking right.
I tell you, when I was in Vegas, and I didn't have one in Colorado, but I had one in Vegas, the little pen. Man, please. I took a short rip on that mother.
You know.
So that's why when you was like, she was dragging, you know, my imagination is crazy. I could just see her taking that pen, blowing that muffler, and y'all just like, what the fuck?
Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all, we had to, you know, we had to hold the pen for her because my mom can't walk, and she has, like, limited use of her arms and her hands. When my mom went to hug me, she put her arm up in the air and just, like, make your arm relax, but put it up in the air, but just relax. Her arm was, like, everywhere. So, you know, she couldn't hold it. We held it for her. And dead ill. My mom got to singing up in that motherfucking hospital. Look. And if y'all ever wonder where I get my shit from, the number one stunner is in, she's in Apple Valley right now. She's in rehab. But I still need the Monstrous Crew to do Miss Electrifying a favor. That y'all say y'all prayers. And I'm talking to the ones that prayers go past the rafters, you know, because if some people, Miss Unbelievable, don't do that.
Past the rafters.
You know, it's the reason I say that is because some people, they pray, and their prayers get stuck, like, in between the ceiling and the, and what is that? The, oh, my God. Whatever, monster. I ain't doing this for you tonight. Okay, you know, between the ceiling and the wooden beams that hold, that makes the roof. So, yeah, it don't go past the rafters. I ain't talking to them. I am asking for the ones that prayers actually go up because we need it. My mom, thank you, amen. My mom, she asked for people to say prayers for her. And to know my mother is to know that she's never asked for that. She believes in God and everything, but she's never asked to be prayed for. She's never asked to be put on the sick and, you know, the on the sick list, the sick and enclosed list. She's never been asked that. But when I heard my mother ask for it herself, my right hand to God, even though y'all know that I'm liable to say anything at any given time, I had some holy water that I had here with me in Kansas City. I took it to Minnesota. I knew it was holy water, but I had another pastor pray over it and bless it again. And I was there for a week with my mom because I had to come back to work. But every day that I was there, I, you know, put the cross on my mom's head, on her heart, on her, you know, the appendages that was not doing too well. And I would say a prayer for her while, you know, with, you know, whoever's in the room. That is what I will do, and my mother, if she asked to be put on a prayer and on a prayer list, and that's what I'm doing. Any and everybody that I know for sure believes in God, and you know they believe in prayer. That's what I'm asking for. I never ask for nothing but this. I need.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is it done? This.
Tell us her name one more time.
First name is Carlotta. And that C is in Charlie, A is in Alpha, R-L-O-T-T-A. Last name is Akins, A-K-I-N-S. My mother is on Facebook, even though she's been in the hospital. She's been in the hospital like three times, and she's been back in the nurse, not in the nurse home, but in the rehab for now is going on 2 weeks. But my mom is on Facebook, so yes, she is Facebook it, bitches. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, look.
Oh, Deron Yonkers.
Okay. I'm glad my know where I got it from. It's unbelievable. I wasn't being disrespectful, but that came out of nowhere, and Monster said where I got it from. But seriously, my mom is on Facebook. She is on Facebook. She has not been on Facebook because that of her hands. You know, my mom has constant pain in her hands and in her feet. So, but, yeah, she's on Facebook.
Okay, so if you're her friend, even though you may not get no response still, send her some memes. Send her some, you know what I mean, send her stuff to cheer her day up, some funny stuff. Don't send her too much drama because, you know, happiness helps people heal. It's just a given fact. So, all right. So we are at the end of the show. So, all right. So, any last words before we get up out of here? I got one track to play on the way out, and then we'll go ahead and break it off.
Well, I would say that thank you, Monster. It's unbelievable. The listeners and the callers that's out there, the doers and all of them, because Miss Electrifying has been going through it. I'm going to thank y'all in advance for the prayers and keeping us in prayer. Keep us lifted in prayer because that's what we need right now. I am deathly scared that something is going to happen with my mom. I love y'all, and y'all be good.
All right, we love you too, Kimmy. You definitely get our
love
prayers.
You too.
You got any last words there, Miss Unbelievable?
Be blessed and know that God has risen and He is in control. And hey, we family and we all we got.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I'm gonna say this, and hopefully I say this, and hopefully I get a good laugh out of Kimmy because that's the only reason why I say it. But definitely, I'm going to put in my prayers. Coletta Atkins, right?
Oh, my God.
Carlotta.
Carlotta. There we go. See, I got to get it right. Carlotta Atkins. I'm definitely going to put it in my prayers. Did I still say it wrong?
Yeah. Carlotta. So,
Won't you just say kitty with the big, with, you know, just say kitty.
No,
just say kitty
no.
with the talented kitty.
Kitty from Kansas City.
The city.
With the talented kitty.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, that's what you remember. Come on, let's keep it 100.
See, that's what I was going to say. See, I was trying to get her name right because I was going to say the prayer just ain't going to be the same if I say, Lord, I'm praying for titties from Kansas City with the talented titties. It just don't seem the same.
It is.
So I'm going to make sure get her name right. So this is Southern Girl on her way up out of here. Make sure y'all get y'all prayers in for the lovely Miss Electric Party tomorrow.
Thank y'all.
Raised in the Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than the pair denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that swing, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason got me sneezing. God bless you. Devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not just trying to be a
loving girl.
And what her mama gave. They all want that ass, that Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. See a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia piece, I come from the apple. You both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, back. Something like the Players Club, and that's like she do it for her son and that certificate. Soon she will have to face it and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
loving girl.
Stop the green.